Welcome to Shulam Achshava on the Daf. Share sponsored by Nishmas Ambiak of Shulam Leavas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Hey. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings the concept that there is a lav she'ein oishove b'koil, and therefore you cannot learn es sedoich loisase from a lav which doesn't apply to everybody. And the two examples the Gemara brings in our sugya regarding lav she'ein oishove b'koil is a kofaser rosh, basically cutting off the peis, and to remove the beard. And these two things, as Rashi points out, do not apply to women. And because they don't apply to women, that's why it's lav she'ein oishove b'koil. And the reason why lav she'ein oishove b'koil is less of a lav explains the Avni Nezer, that we find the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes that says, the kol she'ein mechuyav b'dover ein moitzi yedei acherim yedei chavasu. Meaning, if a person is not obligated, he cannot be moitzi others. Why? Because we have a din of arvus. People are raving zelazeh. We are responsible for each other. But the only body who is responsible is only someone who is obligated to do the mitzvah. So if there is a mitzvah that doesn't apply to everybody, it's a mitzvah that belongs to less people than Am Yisrael. It's a mitzvah of yechidim instead of a mitzvah of the rabbi. Lav she'ein oishove b'koil is a lav that doesn't belong to the tzibur, doesn't belong to the klal as much as a lav hashove b'koil, and that's why it's not such a strong lav. Now, Tais over here in the sugya brings a question of the Gemara Lekamon, because there the Gemara speaks about Almona Lekohen Gadol. You know, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. And with Almona Kohen Gadol, the Gemara applies there the concept of Esther Doich Eloi Sase. And now, Tais says, what about the fact that it's Lav She'ein Oishove B'Koil? It's not a Lav that applies to everybody, it's a Lav of the Kohen Gadol. Says Tais says, no, but it does apply to the woman. Because the Aveira of the Kohen Gadol marrying a widow is not an Aveira only in the Kohen Gadol, is the aver on the woman as well. So it's a lav hashove b'koil, that's what it says over here. L'churo asked the achorinim, but what about the fact that this is a mitzvah on Kohen Gadol only? There's no mitzvah on Yisrael not to marry an almana. So if there's no mitzvah on Yisrael, l'churo, it's a lav she'ein hashove b'koil. It's a lav that applies to Kohanim only. And especially according to the definition of the Nezer, that it's not a lav of Rabbim here, it's a lav that's only for one person in Am Yisrael. So why it's a lav hashove b'koil? So the Avni Nezer himself answers this question in his Sefer Agli Tal. In the Agdoma to the Agli Tal, there's a very famous Agdoma. The beginning of the Agdoma is very famous because he speaks about the fact that you need to endure learning Torah. But there he has a horvai, like a footnote, within the Agdoma. And in there he speaks about this thesis. And there says the Agli Tal, the Avni Nezer, that in every mitzvah we have, the Gemara tells us you have four parts of the mitzvah. You have lilmoit ulalamit, you have to learn and teach. Lishmor velasos, guard it, make sure it happens. Velasos at the performant. Every mitzvah in the Torah, we have a part of it of learning it and making sure it's kept. Then there's also one part, only a fourth of it, to actually perform the mitzvah. Says the Agli Tal, every mitzvah in Klal Yisrael belongs to every person in Am Yisrael. Because every person can learn the mitzvah. Every person can be oisik in the limut. If so, the Lilmud Lamed, he also adds Lishwa as well, but applies to everybody. Only Lasois doesn't apply to every Jew. And this is similar to what we know in Nishama Parvus Vaseinu, where you can't bring Korbanis. If you speak about the Korbanis, you learn the Korbanis, that's as if you're bringing a Korban. Meaning, you can connect to a mitzvah through learning it, even if you don't do it. This has to do also when we speak about Yaakov Avinu, who said to him, Esav, Taryag Mitzvah Shamati, I kept 613 mitzvahs. How can you keep all 630 mitzvahs? Nobody can keep the entire mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs belong to Kohen, some to Levi, some to Yisrael. We know the Yaakov did not even keep all the mitzvahs. But the idea is that you can connect all the mitzvahs to the Torah. You have shaychus to every mitzvah in the Torah. So it says the Avni Nezer, a tremendous chiddush, that what Tosfos in our sugya is saying, there's no such thing in lav she'ein oishove b'koil unless it's someone who cannot learn it. And that's why all the mitzvahs that are mentioned in the daf are lav she'ein oishove b'koil, because it applies to women. Women don't have a mitzvah limud Torah. So they don't have the kiyum mitzvah, they don't have the lasos of the mitzvah, they don't have no shaykhs of the mitzvah at all. But a mitzvah that belongs to only part of Klal Yisrael. Now the other part, everybody in that mitzvah belongs to it because they have the lilmoid ulalamid of that mitzvah. Just to point out that this Gevaldik Avni Nezer works with Tosfos, but does not work with Rashi in our sugyo. Because Rashi in our sugyo, and Diramat HaTomud Loi Maroishoi, says that Nazir is lav she'ein oishove b'koil. And if you look at the Maharshal and the Maharshal, the question Rashi, because the Gemara in Nazir seems to say the nazir is lav ashove bakril. So the question is it a machlekes between the sugya here and the sugya nazir or not? How did Rashi learn? But Akopanin is it for sure that this Rashi doesn't fit with the Haglai Tal. Because the nazir l'chud should be the same thing, should be lav ashove bakril, because everybody can apply to it through the learning based on the yisoid of the Adonizer. So this is something to be ma'ayin, if we could fit this Rashi with the Adonizer. But Akopanin, the Haglai Tal gives us the chiddush, that every lav in the Torah is shove bakoil, because every lav in the Torah is something that one can learn. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.